There have been a number of get-out-the-vote efforts this year. John Harwood is political editor of The Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What are candidates and political parties doing to get voters to the polls today?
They're spending an awful lot of money and an awful lot of energy trying to motivate their people. Bob, in a midterm election, most people don't vote. And there's often less persuasion that goes on than just motivation. The polls this year have not barely moved from January to now. Both parties have been evenly divided. And so really you've had both sides spending tremendous amounts of money and to some degree going in opposite directions trying to get their people out to the polls. If you can change the composition of who votes, you change the outcome of a midterm election.
Anything novel or different this year?
Well, Democrats have done an exceptional job the last couple of cycles. They've outperformed the Republicans in 1996, 1998, and in 2000. They're trying to combine their traditional strengths in terms of shoe leather. They've got a lot of labor people and people in local communities who go out and go door to door. They're trying to combine technology with that, using Palm Pilots in many states, trying to provide instant feedback from the door-to-door efforts that campaigns make so they can identify very, very precisely who's registered, who's voted, who's gotten an absentee ballot, and really improve their database. Republicans have gone a little bit in the opposite direction. They've had a lot of money. They've been able to do lots of mail, lots of these robocalls. You may have gotten some recorded calls from the president, from Laura Bush, from various other dignitaries. But they did studies after the 2000 election and found that people were more motivated to vote if they got a call from somebody they knew, a volunteer, rather than a paid call. So they're spending a lot of their energy this year trying to get actual volunteers to call people they know and get them out. And that's one of the things that happens in these visits by President Bush, who's exceptionally popular. They're using his visits to various communities to leverage volunteers and say, we need you to call your neighbors.
So with the Palm Pilots, they go out and instead of knocking at every door, they dial up the database and see if this is a likely person that's going to go their way.
Yeah, they go out, they find out somebody's voting intention, they enter it in the Palm Pilot. After they come back to headquarters, they hot sync with their computer, and you can begin knocking people off the list once you found out what they're going to do, and that lets you refine your universe, refine your target, so you can go hard back at the people who haven't voted, who you think are going to be on your side.
Does all of this make much of a difference in who actually goes to the polls?
The recent history indicates it makes a tremendous difference. Look at organized labor, for example. Their turnout was down in the early part of the 1990s. In the 1994 midterm election, 14% of the vote was cast by union households. Republicans had a big day. They have ratcheted up that number in the last couple of elections. In the 2000 presidential elections, labor made up 26 members of union households made up 26% of those who showed up to vote. If organized labor can repeat that performance, Democrats are going to have a big night tonight. It's going to be hard, though, because there isn't a lot of motivation just sort of out there naturally in the electorate. They've got to gin it up.
It must pay off. I mean, they wouldn't put all these resources into it if it didn't pay off.
Oh, absolutely. In 1998, Democrats made a big comeback, especially in southern states, some key Senate races and governor's races. Why was that? African Americans in particular were highly motivated to vote by the Republican drive to impeach President Clinton and his performance in office. That African American turnout elected people like John Edwards, who's now a potential presidential candidate, Jim Hodges, the governor of South Carolina. They're trying to repeat that in some of those big southern races. One advantage to Republicans, though, this year, Bob, is that a lot of these races are taking place in those conservative red states in the center part of the country. Bush is popular there. That's going to help them get out their vote.
Is there one race where a get-out-the-vote effort could deliver today?
Well, if there's one to look at that could be an upset if these turnout efforts work, it's in Texas. Ron Kirk is an African-American running in a very conservative state. You also have an Hispanic nominee for governor in that state. The Democrats are trying to combine Latinos, growing part of the population, with African-Americans, and turn around that conservative trend in Texas. If they can do that, that's a very good sign for them nationally. Looks like Kirk is a little bit behind, though.
Thank you so much. John Harwood is the Wall Street Journal political editor.